Yeah, I went over to one hospital there and with heart attacks going on, and they did a procedure. They went up, and I guess one of the quad bypasses got 95% blocked, so they kind of went up there and cleared it out. But after the procedure, I started coughing up blood out of my lungs kind of thing. That wasn't good. And they kind of freaked out when I told them, you know, I'm coughing up and spitting blood out of my lungs kind of thing. And they sent me home. They were going to keep me a couple more days to make sure I was okay, and they almost immediately sent me home, which kind of really ticked me off and kind of told me, you know, something's wrong when they heard I was coughing up blood in my lungs from a heart procedure, you know. So I was home for about a day and still have more heart attacks. I was worse than when I went in there, so I said, I'm going to quit screwing around with these hospitals around here, and I got my niece to drive me over to U of M. So I spent another 5 days in there. and I'm they must have took a quarter more out of me for sure between the two of them. KEAWOJ.
Yeah, it seems like that, but the body has only has a quart or less in it. But, yeah, it's scary, though. You know, I've never had that problem of coughing it up. I remember one day a butterfly came off and it was squirting right out of the needle. Oh, God. It scared the hell out of me. And a nurse was working on the guy next to me. She goes, I'll be right back. Takes off her gloves, put on a new set of gloves, came over, attended to me, and then took her gloves off, put new gloves on, went back to him, and then she came back over to me. Oh, God, it was scary. And he was laughing about it. He goes, man, I see a lot of weird things. I says, yeah, this is weird. This is weird because this has never happened before. I just happened to move my arm a certain way, and the tube came off, and, ugh. What a mess I made. Then they sent a couple of nurses in to clean up, you know, change the linen on the bed, and I had to stand in I was on a scale, I think. And the girl was giving me a sponge bath and that, and it was funny. I'm not even going to go there. It just drove her crazy, and they changed the linens on the bed, and they made sure all of my plumbing, so to speak, all of the tubes going in and out of me were right, and then I climbed back in the bed, and I was good for the next 2 or 3 days until they sent me home, but, God, that scared the heck out of me. I can't remember why. He was there for a transfusion or something, and they had... couple bags of blood hanging from a, you know, IV, and he was getting it through an IV. And I had an IV, but my IV was heparin, you know, blood thinner. And so they can automatically put me on the heparin just to put, you know, that way I don't have to take the oral blood thinner, so to speak. You know, this way they pump it in. They don't have to worry about anything. But, I haven't been in a hospital in 12 years, and I'm glad of it. I must be doing something right. WIADX. Over.